Roll into his left, looking for somewhere to go. Throw's got a complete Nate. Slips a tackle to 25. Another one at the 20. Head down at the 18. Inside the 15 and down to the 14-yard line.
Nate, first of all, welcome to Cleveland. How excited are you to be here?
I'm thrilled. I'm excited. It was an easy decision for me to make. You know, it came down to a couple of teams, and after walking through the facility, meeting with everybody involved, it stamped the approval of the organization that's heading the right direction. And, you know, at this point in my career, 12 years in, I just want to win. I want to be part of something special, and I feel like we got a chance here to do that.
As a relatively young team, how important is leadership to you?
It's important to me. You know, my job is to, one, go out here and earn respect, so it becomes important to the young guys. You know, I can't talk the air off. You know, I think the way young guys notice is by leading by example. I'm going out there showing them how to be the pro and challenging them. You know, I want to challenge everybody, especially in my group. You know, I want the receivers to be the most competitive group on this team. So when we get into the game situations, it's almost easy.
Obviously, you have some game left in you, but you played with Calvin Johnson. Now you get to play with Josh Gordon. How exciting is that going to be?
Thrilled. And I played with Randy Moss. So, you know, I've been able to find my niche in this league, you know, as a complimentary receiver. You know, and I've made a good career out of it. And I've been blessed. I've been blessed to play on teams where they have an established one, and not just an established one, but a freakishly talented number one receiver. And Josh is, he's one of the best, you know, hands down. You know, I'm not going to come in here and try to do anything more than just my job. And, you know, hopefully some of the things that I've learned in my past 10 years can rub off on them. And, you know, I'm always open to conversation about anything. So by the end of the year, maybe you'll see a few things, tricks, and trades that I can pass along to them.
Now, we know you're a fashionable guy. You got a clothing line. So my question for you is, are you going to be the best dressed on the team when you guys get off the playing game day or what?
Oh, hands down. I can't even believe you asked me that question. Yeah, you know, I appreciate you bringing it up. Yeah. So this is a challenge to all my teammates and anybody across the NFL. If you want it with me, just let me know. We can have an Instagram battle, Twitter battle. You know, I do have a suit line, so I have an edge on you. But I am one of the most fashionable guys out there in the business.
Tell people from Cleveland something they might not know about Nate Burleson.
When I put on a jersey, it's not just collecting a check and going out there and trying to make plays. I really dive into the city. So for anybody that sees me out, please come up and talk to me. You know, I want to learn as much as I can about Cleveland, about Ohio, only for the reason that it makes me appreciate what I'm doing that much more, and the games are going to mean that much more. So, you know, I like to dig my toes deep in the turf or whatever city I'm in. So, yeah, it's not just football to me. It's more than that.
Drop, sets, throws deep, middle, wants Nate. Got him! Inside Viking territory, inside the 40.